This is KCUR 89.3. Troost Avenue is an endless source of inspiration for artists thanks to its rich history and its symbolism as Kansas City's black-white dividing line. That was certainly the case for one writer with a show in this year's Fringe Festival. KCUR's CJ Janovy met the playwright on Troost to talk about her process.
We're at the corner of 31st and Troost. It's about 9 in the morning. There's a lot of people waiting for the bus. Some people clearly in distress. Others on their way to work. It's hot. Everyone's sweating. Depending on where you stand, it smells a little like pee. All right, here's our playwright.
I'm Donna Ziegenhorn. I like to create non-traditional performance pieces that are inspired by stories that I collect in interviews and sometimes find connections that really weren't there, but in imagination link together to begin to form a narrative. A story about community.
Ziegenhorn spoke with about 25 people over the course of a decade. Some of them made connections they never could have anticipated.
A few years ago, I owned a restaurant called the Del Mar Restaurant and Supper Club.
Marcus Moses lives in Hyde Park near Armour Boulevard.
Donna happened to come in, and she was interviewing people around town. And, you know, she met my mother, and she interviewed the two of us and asked us about our life history. And I didn't think it was necessarily odd. You know, people ask you about yourself all the time. So, sure.
Years later, the part of Moses went to an actor named Stevie Haynes.
And she said, the gentleman's name is Marcus Moses. I said, man, I knew a Marcus Moses at Irving Junior High.
I was floored. We literally have not seen or communicated with each other in 36 years.
Kind of looked at me and he was like, there's something, his brain, I could see his brain moving, working, you know, and I said, yeah, hey man, it's Steve. And he's like, oh my God. And he just gave me this biggest hug.
It was surreal to see him. He said, I've been trying to tell people, I know this guy. I remember the incidents he's talking about because I was sitting there looking at it.
Gathering those real life experiences is part of Ziegenhorn's unique playwriting process that intrigued the director, Elizabeth Heron.
It's really interesting because you see ordinary people, when their stories are up on stage, they're elevated to celebrity. And so the audience gets to see neighbors that they have or people that they know. I know that person. I know that story.
Heron knows Kansas City's stories. She grew up here, but she spent years in New York, working with the Urban Bush Women, at the Apollo Theater, and at Lincoln Center. She's back now, and this is her directing debut in Kansas City.
I saw that these characters were characters that you don't see in Mission Hills. You don't see these characters in North Kansas City. You don't see them in Lee Summit, Blue Springs. And these characters probably do exist in other communities, but they exist in a unique way in the Troost Corridor.
Ziegenhorn tells their stories through scenes at monthly bingo games where the diverse neighborhood characters deal with life's complexities. That's another thing that's realistic about the play, Marcus Moses says.
Somebody's playing bingo in the city somewhere, whether it's dominoes or cards. People try to get together and do that. This is people checking in with each other on a regular basis. Quite frankly, we don't do enough of that because as a society, if we did, we wouldn't have a lot of problems we do.
And you can see the characters on stage when people say things that they're uncomfortable. But it's through being uncomfortable, you learn, you grow, and you move forward.
Stevie Haynes is one of the play's experienced actors, but others have never been on stage. That's especially gratifying for Ziegenhorn.
How they have come together as a community. It's like a mirror of what we want to see happen.
She says that's why Bingo on the Boulevard is a good fit for the Fringe Festival.
It brings together an aspect of art and drama and theatricality, but it also brings together the social aspects, the social fiber and culture that we live in. I think that's a magical combination.
Kind of like the combination of people you find at 31st and Troost. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.
The next performances of Bingo on the Boulevard are this Friday and Saturday. You'll find more of KCUR's Fringe Festival coverage at kcur.org/arts.